Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Volume to Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZNZ, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting today. The wife had a doctor's appointment, and then we went and had breakfast after that, because that was kind of early for us. You know, once you retire, I stay up late, but I don't get up very early either. We got to about 41 degrees here today. We had a low of 20. And right at the moment, we're at 35. So, don't think it's supposed to go quite as low tonight, but still below freezing. Hey, good for us this morning. 7.3s all around. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it was chilly this morning. I seen the ground up at camp was frozen there for a while until the sun came out and warmed it up. But, alright. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
Well, not too much. Huh, it's actually gone up a degree, it's 32 here. I was up in Turin the end of the day doing a little work up at the Turin court. They had a laptop needed to be networked with the other computer for their records, whatever. And I left there around 6, and yeah, it's really nice, clear out, and of course it's chilly, but it don't, no wind or anything. Wouldn't be too bad to, if you had to be outside. You know, clear skies and all that. Checked into the New York State phone traffic and emergency net on 75 meters on the way down the hill. And then when I got back here, just towards the end of it, I checked in from the fixed station here, and they said, net control said, you know, I really couldn't tell much difference in your signal between the mobile and your base. So that either means I got a really good mobile setup, or I got a crummy setup here, or, you know, propagation is just real good, probably. So that was nice. Hope to get some more work done on the mobile before it rains again or snows or gets so miserable it can't work on the car outside. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, hopefully it means your mobile sounds great then. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I got today and got the camp cleaned up and headed on home. So no deer this time around. So we had a lot going on here, so had to get back. A lot of family stuff to do. So anyway, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? I'd like to make a little bit of an announcement there that the visitation there for WA2FK will be on Tuesday, November 5th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Trainer Funeral Home, and the service will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. At the Trainer Funeral Home. So, just in case anybody wants to go, that's the details. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. Sirs, KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Acton currently being held on the 14517. We do hold traffic for KC2WI. Looking for KC2WI and further stations for Acton. This is KB2KLJ for Acton.
KC2WI. This is WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, we have KC2WI. Pete, don't go away because I've got traffic for you. And WA2U, John. KC2WI, are you ready to copy? I have three for your station.
Yeah, ready to copy.
Okay, and then WA2U, don't go away because you'll be part of the next traffic I'm going to pass. It's a book. So, Pete, please copy number 431. Routine, KB2KOJ, 7. Earlville, New York, November 1. Going to Pete. KC2WI, break. Your figures 10. Noble, K-N-O-E-B-E-L, Noble, KC2, Romeo, Mike, Delta, delivered, mixed group, 02-01-20 Zulu, 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ. End of that one.
Roger, over.
Okay, now I have another one. Another single for you. 432. Routine. KB2KOJ. 9. Earlville, New York. November 1, going to Pete, KC2WI, break. Thank you for message. I say again, thank you for message. Have a good night. 7-3, let's see here. I'm going to read this in Braille here. 7-3, break John, KC2RMD. End of that one?
Roger, over.
Okay, now, I have an op note on this one here, too, for you, Pete. With an op note on this one, if you're interested here, the phone number that was given that was listed is not in service. But I got, yes, it is, in service. But that's his dad's number. His telephone number is, you're copying here,
518-935-5175.
You get that?
John's number there, KC2RMD, is that you're talking about?
Roger, yep. It's 518-935-5175. Yep, that's John Noble.
Okay. I'll have to check. You know, it did, I never thought about this. I looked him up. I talked to him. He's the new section manager for Schoharie County, and we talked for like an hour on the phone. I can't remember what I did to get his address. Maybe I just QR-edited him, and I said, well, I must have his phone number. He called, you know, I'm assuming he gave that to me. I don't know why I didn't think to just put that in there, you know, but... All right, we'll check the phone number anyway, over.
Well, that's his cell phone, so it probably ain't going to find it listed, but that's where it is. You have it there okay now, then, don't you?
Okay, I understand. That's his cell phone. No, I might have this written down in a document that I have that lists the section, the emergency coordinators, because I got appointed the section emergency coordinator for Northern New York, Tom, KF2GC, sent me a document with a list of, you know, the Northern New York people, and I think John's name was on there, but I don't know phone numbers, and it doesn't matter, I got it now. Over.
Okay, well, his dad's number, the one that was given that was listed was his dad, so. Okay, very good. Now, let me do a call up. But Pete, don't go away, because I've got the Octon report for you here, too. I just want to make another call. Maybe there's some other stations that I can include that in here, too. You're also included on it. So let me just do another call up. Are there any other stations for Octon? Anyone else wishing to sign in to Octon? Okay, W-A-2-U, are you ready, John?
Yeah, Roger. I'm not sure if Jack sent this one, but go ahead, Mark.
What, Jack sent what, the report?
Roger. But I'm not sure.
Oh, he didn't send you this one. This is the one for October that I'm sending. So, Pete, be prepared to copy. And, John, I'll you take one for Kathy, too. So, please copy common parts routine, KA2ZNZ 10, Liverpool, New York, November 1, break. October Octon report, stations 894, traffic 300, I say again, traffic 300, sessions 31. 7-3 break mark, KA2ZZ, I'm sorry, 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon. Now, it should be routine KA2ZZ in the preamble because Jack's the manager, but I'm just signing it, 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon. So, let's see here, end of common. Okay, KC2WI, yours will be number 449.
KC2WI, Roger. Over.
Okay, and WA2U, number 450. And for KC2YXN, 451.
Roger, 450, 451, W2.
Okay, and I thank you very much for all you people for supporting that time. Much appreciated. So, there's a few more of them out. Okay, are there any other stations for Octon, with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Pete, 7-3, John, 7-3. And we'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.
KB2KOJ, before you go, Mark.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Pete.
The telephone number thing, I didn't specify a number, so it must be the reference to the number was his dad's number is the number that whoever delivered the message looked up and found and delivered, because I never specified one on my original, original message.
No, I don't, because I handled it. Actually, KA2ZNZ looked up the phone number for me, and I'm actually the one that delivered it. I actually delivered it. That's one of my calls, Anna. I actually delivered the message for you.
Okay, yeah, well, he must have looked up in the phone book, and his father must have the same name, and got his father's phone number, who gave him the cell phone. All right, KC2WI.
Yeah, Jack, KA2ZMZ looked up the phone number, and I didn't know it, and I called the number, and it happened to be his dad, and John's dad gave me his phone number.
Yeah, right, right. That's what I was trying to say there. Okay. So I have his cell phone. I don't know if he had given me that and something. I have to look back at his email he sent me with some other information about the EC and the RO and all that stuff for Schoharie and a call for Schoharie County. All right, thanks, KC2WI.
No problem, anytime, Pete. Glad to help you. I deliver a lot of traffic, so always glad to help you deliver them, so. And thanks for bringing the traffic in the other night there like that, so. Anytime, don't hesitate. 7-3, and I'll catch you later. And thanking again, everybody, for signing in. KB2KAJ is correct.